Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and from our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our message this morning is our gospel reading from John 15. In verses 1 and 2, Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away." And then in verse 5, he says again, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." This is our text. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. I love it. In just the last couple of weeks, it has become obvious for all of us to see. Spring is bursting out all over, isn't it? Many of the fields I've noticed as I've been driving to and from the church have been plowed. Some of the seeds have been planted. Bulbs have sprung up from the ground, and fruit trees, as we just talked about, are in full bloom. Now it's time to get ready for the work. Tilling and planting our gardens, fertilizing the lawn, figuring out the weed control in our flower beds. And we do all of this for what purpose? What is it that we are looking for in the future? Why, it's the beautiful blooms, of course. The joy of the harvest. The corn on the cob, the wheat, the tomatoes, the carrots, the peppers, the apples, and more. God's glorious creation at this time of the year seems to bring out the farmer, the gardener, in many of us, more for some than others. But as God has gathered us here to receive his gifts in worship today, his always perfect word speaks to each and every one of us right here where we are at, whether or not we've ever done any farming or gardening at all. And it should be clear, I think, to all of us what Jesus is talking about here in chapter 15 of John's Gospel as he teaches about the vine and the branches. He couldn't say it more directly. Jesus is the vine, while you and I, we are the branches. And there are only two options here for our identity as branches. Either, number one, we don't bear the fruit that God has created us to bear, which means that we are no longer living branches. Or, number two, we bear his fruit because he has created us to be his branches connected to his divine, that is, godly vine. And he leaves no question about how this happens. God is the one who enables us to produce fruit. It is only possible through the fact that he has connected us by his power to the vine, who is Jesus Christ. It's a simple concept. If Jesus is in an intimate and active part of our lives as our Savior, then the fruit of that connection will automatically, instinctively, naturally appear. And yes, it is always Jesus, the divine vine, who works a fruitful life in us through his Spirit-empowered connection of faith. So, my fellow branches connected to the vine, what kind of fruit is Jesus talking about here? Well, from other places in God's Word, we know that this fruit includes things like the attitudes found inside of us. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 calls these the fruit of the Spirit. love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I had to exercise self-control there not to blurt it out. It included in this fruit is the God-given ability to resist sin, as well as the power to live a Christian life that is filled with good works. As we selflessly, even sacrificially, serve those who are around us. So, what's that look like? Well, for example, when you find out, if you read your bulletin later on, that the youth in our congregation are soon going to be in desperate need of more adult leadership, because, well, God is relocating our current youth leader to serve in another state. And you then joyfully give up some of your free time to help out in sharing the joy that Jesus has given to you with the younger members among us. Well, that's bearing fruit as Jesus works in and through you for those young souls. Or when you find out that a coworker is in need of a shoulder to cry on, or can't perhaps take care of some needed yard work because of a health issue, and you happily, that's a key word, and you happily give up time watching your favorite sports team or your favorite TV show to support him or her, that's Jesus doing his fruit-bearing work in and through you as his branch. And one good way to know if someone else is bearing the fruit around you is when you admire, when you commend fellow Christians for their fruit bearing, and then you hear them say in response something like this: "Well, thank you, but it's no big deal." Or even, "To God be the glory." Do you know why a believer in Christ would say such a thing? Because he knows that his strength, she knows that her ability to produce that fruit comes from Jesus, the life-giving vine. That's why in verse 5, Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit." And then, you know, just to make sure that we really know who's doing what in the Father's vineyard work and what he has created us to do as his branches, Jesus added this warning: "Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned." Now, those among us that have big trees in their yards will tell you that along with the blessings of having a big tree, the beauty of it, the curb appeal that it gives to the property, the shade that it provides, well, they often also make a huge mess. Seeds, leaves, twigs and branches breaking off all the time. Many times, in fact, in those yards, those properties, there is a growing pile of branches not far away that is slotted to be used perhaps in a backyard fire pit, or maybe a fireplace when it gets cold, or maybe just to go on the next trip to the city dump. And speaking of that, have you ever seen the dead branch section at the dump? It's not very pretty, is it? Well, folks, in our lives as children of God, none of us, I am confident, want to become like those dead branches, do we? So how do we prevent such a death in our relationship with God? Well, Jesus lays it all out for us here in our gospel reading today. The key to you and me remaining vital, living branches and not becoming dead branches in the kingdom of God is that we always, always, always remain connected to Jesus, the vine, in order to receive life from Him. And that's why Jesus came to earth in the first place, isn't it? To bring and to give life to you and to me. And boy, did we need that. Because before Jesus came to us with His life-giving work in our baptism, we were all, every one of us, helplessly dead branches, right along with all of mankind. Apart from Him, our only destiny was to be picked up and thrown into the fire. And that's not me saying it. That's the truth from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, which declares, "You were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air," that's the devil, "the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience." Without the vine's lifeblood running through us, we are lifeless, fruitless, worthless, dead in sin branches. And yet at the right time, even when we were lifeless, fruitless, worthless, dead in sin branches, God the Father planted Jesus Christ, His divine vine, right here in this world. He came to bring life to us all. And yet, at first glance, our loving Father's plan was certainly unusual. In order for you and me to receive life, God, His Son, would have to suffer and even for a time be cut off from God the Father and die. This life from death, though, is the only way that Jesus could separate us from the deadly sin that is at the core of our nature. He had to take that sin upon Himself. He had to take it from us. He had to become our sin on the cross. He had to bear our eternal punishment and that of all humankind. And so the vine, Jesus, died. He was buried. But in 3 days, He rose back to life as a new, as a vibrant vine bursting forth from the earth, just like spring. And then 40 days later, as we all will soon celebrate, He ascended into heaven. And now, from heaven, Jesus, the living Lord, has given you the great gift of the Holy Spirit, the one who keeps you connected to the vine through the life-giving, grace-filled juices of your baptism, of God's Word, of the Lord's Supper. This is how Jesus gives you. This is how Jesus keeps you in saving faith. This is how you become and remain active and fruitful bearing in your faith. What a gift. What a blessing to have God's very power flowing in and through our very being so that you and I remain connected to the vine today and tomorrow and forever. This is how much God loves you. So much that He does all of the work for you to be a living branch as His dear child. Now and forever. Dear branches, there is nothing in all of the world greater than this. No other connection. None. Whether it's your earthly family, your sports league, your craft show, your senior citizen buddies, or any other connection that you might be inclined to cherish, none of those can ever come close to the depth and the significance of this connection that we have with Jesus. His love for you, dear friends, ought to be so precious to you that you let nothing else get in the way of your connection to Jesus. Especially those places where He comforts and He encourages and He feeds and He strengthens and He cares for you like nowhere else. That's why He tells us in Scripture to be in worship, to study His Word weekly, to come and kneel before the altar and be fed His body and blood for the strength that we need to bear His fruit. It's here that He pumps His powerful grace into and through us as the very essence of life itself. But then, as we branch out into the world each week, the divine vine's life-giving juices still continue to help and protect and strengthen us each day as we connect to Him through His Word in daily devotions, for example, with our family or individually. As we take our joys and our concerns to Him in prayer throughout our daily activities. This is the connection that God, the great vine dresser of the Holy Christian Church, has established and nurtured so that you can have the confidence that your countless sins are all forgiven. That your place in eternity before His glorious throne in heaven is ready and prepared by His Son. Yes, through God's Holy Word and through Jesus' Holy Supper, you and I remain connected to the life-giving vine, Jesus. Man, how could there ever be anything greater than all of that? And yet, my dear friends in Christ, there is even more good news, even more benefits that flow to us according to what Jesus tells us today in His Word. Two great benefits, He says, flow to us through our connection to Jesus. The first added benefit, I already touched base on it, is prayer. In verse 7, Jesus says, "If you abide in Me and My words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." This is Jesus inviting you directly to live in direct communication with Him. It's Jesus saying, "Come to Me in prayer." In particular here, it is us praying for Jesus to carry His work forward in and through us. It's the prayer that acknowledges, "Not My will, but Your will done in my life, O Lord." It's you asking Jesus to guide you in serving Him, knowing all the while that your Father in heaven will provide all that you need as you live in His service. And besides the life of prayer, the other benefit of staying connected to Jesus by faith is the absolute delight that He gives us of glorifying God as we bear fruit. Verse 8, "By this My Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be My disciples." You see, Jesus makes us His followers through His saving work and perfect word. And we, in response, we reveal to the entire world that we are His followers through our fruit. That is, in our attitudes, in our words, in our actions. Here's how it works. The fact that we know Jesus and we live in Him, that affects how we talk to others, where we go, what we do with our time, how we spend our money, and more. And now we live with a clear purpose, with a confident hope. Oh, and we still can have a lot of fun. Sometimes people go, oh, you can't have any fun if you're a Christian. Baloney! That's an official theological word, by the way. Baloney! We still can have a lot of fun. But ours is now the best kind of fun. People now see that we, yes, are a little different than others. And they want to know why. And it's then that we tell them that all that we do, that our reason for life, is all because Jesus is our Savior. So think of it as you and me living a thank you life to God. All that we do to honor Him for all that He does for us. That's bearing fruit to the glory of God. And my fellow branches, that kind of life is always in season. The time to celebrate the harvest is always today, right now, when Jesus is our divine vine. When we remain connected to Him through faith, Jesus promises that you are His faithful branches. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds and keep you in our Lord Jesus today and forever. Amen.